This podcast is viewer discretion advised.
Live from New Wakanda, Indianapolis, Indiana, it's the Nation of Wakanda 2.0 show with your host, King Steven Sanders. On today's episode, the King talks about what is going on with him and his sister, Rose. And he's basically down in the dumps. And after hearing some news that he didn't want to hear, he doesn't know what he should do. Discover with me. Hey now, Hank Aaron. We'll get down to the entire situation and what's going on in India. So everyone, sit back, grab some popcorn, drink, and listen to this awesome podcast. And here is your host, and don't you forget it, King Steven Sanders. Hello, everyone. I'm sorry I'm not fully excited today. I'm just going through something. I'm your host, King Steven Sanders, and welcome to the Nation of Wakanda 2.0 show. Before we get started today, I want to send out a few shout outs to a few people. To my lovely family, my sisters, my brothers, my aunts, my uncles, my nieces and nephews, my cousins, dad, mom, and more importantly, my beautiful wife, Hope. And also by Kroger's. Appreciate your boy with your cooking. Yep. And by Little Caesars, having the best pizza. Appreciate you. Now, let's get down to business. I want to apologize to the fact of what's going on with me right now because I'm going through something that's very personal with me. Apparently, I've been in Fishers for about a month now. And things have been going crazy. There were some good times and some bad times. So now, I've had managers who are basically, oh, sorry about that. It's just somebody on their phone talking. Just ignore that, everyone. Basically, I've had my sister ended up almost in a hospital. What's going on with her? That thing passed. I had a general manager who was rushed in a hospital with a kidney infection. Everything. I thought things was gonna be good when they returned, but turnout was the worst. You see, a week before my birthday, one crazy individual named Maddie thought she could basically just come up here and just start something. That is the main reason why I left Castleton in the first place. Because I was constantly getting tired of her trying to get rid of my sisters. She was trying to get rid of my sister Maya. And she turned her back on my sister Rose. Caused me problems. Threw away $50 worth of drinks that was given to my co-workers because we work in the kitchen. I thought everything was good until she showed up on that week. And next thing you know, after I returned back from my day off,
Rose ends up going to Noblesville. I thought I could handle this bike. I tried my best to basically maintain the fort, but it's very hard. Sometimes the only thing that brightens my day after I leave home in the morning is knowing that my sister is there waiting for me to start work with her. Now, I know people that ask me, like, why are you making such a big deal over your own sister? It's true. I have a sister, a real sister, Jordan. And I have other sisters. I have a new sister-in-law. I mean, a few sister-in-laws. My brother's wife, Yolanda, and my god sister-in-law, Lauren. But sometimes it feels like it's not enough. So I added more people into the family. By them treating me like family, I adopted them to the family. But I felt like people do need support and love. And also, no matter if you're blood or not, you're still family. And I find myself sometimes alone sometimes. I mean, don't get me wrong, I love having a lot of brothers and one sister, but sometimes I just wish I had the same enough sisters just like my brothers. So that way we could all get to know each other, one big happy family. And I've been blessed of having these women in my life. Well, I basically could say family. There's Alexis Farrell, what we call Alexi. She's one of my favorite sisters. She's very funny and kind. She's always there for me if I always had a bad day. There's my other sister, Alexis Brooks. She's very funny. Even since we don't work together anymore, she still calls me Big Dog. But I never said anything about it. Because she knew how important my nickname was. I mean, she still calls me by my name. She does. There's my most youngest adopted sisters, Jill and Maya Razor. They're both Jewish and they're very funny. Every time I hear from them, I basically know that they're doing okay. I thank God every single day. Have them in my life. Just because they're Jewish doesn't mean I'm not going to turn my back on them, which I'm not. Because here's the thing, family can still be a family no matter what religion or color you have or beliefs you believe in. Family is what's inside of your heart. My other sister, Samantha Carroll. I met her while I was working at Conn's Catering. We had a very strong connection. She loved my cooking. She even cooked with me, even though she was a server and a bartender. I never complained. I always loved. I gave her the nickname known as Shirty. T'Challa's little sister. And the only one of my sisters to ever receive the code name, Shirty. I learned a lot from her. Ever since what happened during COVID, everybody got let go and left the company, I still keep in touch. I know I'm not able to contact her that much because she's very busy. But I pray every day that I know she's enjoying her life. My three adopted older sisters. Marine Church Heiner and Natalie Church. Ever since I met you two, you guys welcomed me in with open arms. I can say, having you guys welcome me in, it's like, I feel like I'm walking into the gates of heaven. You guys always, always ask how I'm doing sometimes. And I appreciate that. Christmas Fisher. My most energetic woman and fun-loving sister in the world. Whose favorite song is Easy Like Sunday Morning by the Commodores. Every time I play that in my music when I'm at work or at home sleeping, I play it. That song basically shows no matter what day you have or a bad day you have, you gotta keep going until you stop. And that is my innovation. Chandler Long. Another fun-loving favorite sister-in-law. Man, for the first time, when I went to Keystone, grabbing something for my sister, Christmas. But for the past couple of weeks, or almost 2 months, I actually gotten much closer to her. Because she helped out Castle before she got transferred to a new store. Although I was sad that I know she was a little sad that I left Castleton, but this was something I had to do. But I still keep in contact with you every day. No matter if it's like a hello or hi or what our days is, that's how much I care. And now for my newest sister, Rose. My sister, Rose, she's a real go-getter, she is. But I've seen her in her good times and her bad times. And seeing her at her worst times shows how much of a big brother I have to be to help her and give her the support that she needs. I recently came back in her life when I transferred out to Fishers a few weeks ago. It was hard at first, but she said I would love it. I mean, it's not. There are good days, there are bad days when I'm out for Fishers, but I just remember the good days instead of the bad days sometimes. I may complain about my bad days, but it's the only way I can basically get that out of my system. But this one really hurts me the most. Is that when Rose, when you went to Noblesville, fell alone. Not being able to, catch you, give you the support you need, but just not being able to see your face. It's not the same. It's just not the same sometimes. And now because of that, I feel like you're going to be even for my life for good. And I don't know if I can get over that or not. I mean, I can't just. My first act was to try to talk you out of it, but God had to end up stopping me from doing that. Because he reminded me, you shouldn't be trying to control anyone's life, especially your sister. This is something that she has to do on her own. He also said, it's the burden you have to carry. Sometimes you have to let them succeed on their own. I literally broke down in tears when he said that. And I don't know if staying in Chipotle, it's just gonna basically make things much better. I really don't. I mean, things are constantly changing. It is. It's difficult, but we're losing good people. I don't understand it. I mean, I don't understand they wanna go back to school, but I'm talking like regular people who are not like showing up on time, leaving us high and dry, and also not being honest with us. How are you gonna be able to trust someone at work if you just can't be honest with them? And what's going on with you? Because I live by this quote every single day in my head. A person is stubborn as a mule, and they got a lot of rough edges. But if you let them be and don't push them, one of these days they open up to you and trust you. Might take a little while, but it will happen. You can count on it. That's the quote I live by every single day. And I know I make myself proud every day when I do that. You see, person can only change on their own, not by anyone else. I don't know how I'm gonna get through this without my sister Rose. And sorry, everyone, just trying to get my thoughts together. I just don't know what I'm gonna do. I just wish Mom was here so I can talk to her. Always give me some advice whenever I'm feeling down on something. I thank God every single day that she teach me how to be open with certain people that I can trust. And also for believing in myself, on my passion. And Lord, guys, and boy, I've done some stuff in the past that had made my mom very, very angry, but I was just a kid, didn't know better. And once she never stopped giving up on me. So I did everything I can to basically pick myself up and live a better life every single day. No matter if I'm in Indianapolis or in another country or in another state, this life is mine. And I can't be in good conscience, be this controlling big brother. I have to basically learn that there are certain things I can't alter or change or control. And on that end, I had to keep my distance from my sister, from you, Rose. And it's hard for me, but I know by the grace of God that you'll be all right. I know it's going to be hard for me not talking to you two for a while, but I think it's for the best. I mean, I'll check on you when I'm good and ready. But right now, sis, this is something you have to do on your own. The moral of this situation is, when you try to be controlling when it comes to your family, it doesn't go very well. You have to learn to basically let them make their own decisions. Learn from their mistakes. Only then they could be a better person. You can still always be there. Get them, but trying to control them is not right. I wouldn't wish that on anyone. Thank you for your time today, guys. Just pray for me and my family. And also, stay tuned soon because I'm going to be talking on the air again. And it's about my gamer channel because I'm drawing a tournament to claim a new World Heavyweight Champion since I relinquished that title and the Universal title and become the undisputed U2 Game Force Champion. Yeah, it's going to be a real banger on this one. Also, don't forget about me talking on the air about what's going on with my life. That's going to be another take too. Take care and have a blessed evening. And Wakanda forever!